Hey, welcome back. Last time, we started exploring hedonic tone, the pleasantness or unpleasantness of our experience. You may be wondering, so what? It seems so simple. I'm glad you asked, because it is simple, but the implications are enormous. Let's think about why hedonic tone might exist in the first place. We'll start by talking about a thing called survival bias. Survival bias is the tendency of any living organism. So that's you, a bug, a tree, any living organism will, in general, try to stay alive. That makes sense, right? If we're hungry, we eat. If we're thirsty, we drink. If we're too hot, we try to cool off. If we're too cold, we try to warm up. If a car swerves towards us, we jump out of the way like a superhero. All that is survival bias. Lots of things that humans and other organisms do can be attributed to survival bias. Hedonic tone exists because of survival bias. Let's think about brand new babies, brand new little tiny babies. Their worlds are really simple. They need to eat, which is drinking. They need to be kept warm and dry and without pain in their bodies. And they need to go to the bathroom and they need to breathe. These are the things that little babies need. And all of these things feel pleasant, right? Anything that feels unpleasant to a brand new baby is probably bad for them. If their body hurts, that's probably bad for them. If they are very hungry, if they can't burp or go to the bathroom, it's probably bad for them. When we are very first born and we are just learning about the world, we learn that things that are pleasant are good for us, and things that are unpleasant are bad for us. But as we grow up, things get more complicated. Going to the dentist can be unpleasant, but it's good for us. Eating all the yummy, sugary, and fatty foods is really pleasant, but it's not always good for us. We learn as tiny, tiny babies one thing about the world. Pleasant equals good, unpleasant equals bad. But as we grow up and our world gets more complicated, this connection between pleasant and good and unpleasant and bad, this connection starts to come undone a little. Okay, that's a lot for today. Good job. Your homework for the next couple of days is to keep paying attention to hedonic tone, the pleasantness and unpleasantness of your experience. And maybe, if you're feeling very brave, you might notice how sometimes things that are pleasant are not necessarily good for you, and things that are unpleasant are not necessarily bad for you. Okay, good luck. See you next time.